Live across Adelaide on the ABC Listen app. You're listening to Rory McLaren
on 891 ABC Radio Adelaide.
Well, there's a new pilot hydrogen project which is up and going at the Roseworthy campus north of Adelaide, and it's hoped it may be a game changer when it comes to delivering hydrogen. Joining us now to explain the ins and outs of this project is Professor Greg Mether. Greg, good morning to you.
Morning, Rory. Love to be with you on this fine winter's day.
It is. It is something like that, Greg. Let's start. Explain to us exactly what this project is and what makes it potentially so significant.
Well, you mentioned that the South Australian government has shelved its hydrogen plans for the moment, we hope. But all of these plans, not only in our state and our country, but around the world, all rely on generating what we call green hydrogen, so hydrogen from renewable sources. And that source of hydrogen is from a process called electrolysis, where you apply electricity to split water into hydrogen and oxygen. So the approach that we're taking is to do this directly, just using the light from the sun, impacting on a special chemical called a photocatalyst and splitting the water directly into hydrogen and oxygen. So completely bypassing the route or the need to generate electricity.
So that is it. That's the step change here. It's bypassing a whole, what has historically been a link in the chain.
That's right. And that's what's been holding up all of these projects, because the electricity has to be paid for, and that just adds to the cost. And that's why it's not being competitive. So it's purely economic reasons why green hydrogen isn't advancing all around the world.
When it comes to developing this trial, how long have you been working on it to get to this point of a scale trial as you're trying to do now at Roseworthy?
So I should also add that one of the particular ways that we're doing this, what's different to everybody else, is we're using concentrated light. Mm. So if you were to have a look at the site, you'd see that we've got a whole lot of mirrors that's concentrating light onto our reactors, and that's where our special know-how has gone into developing these reactors. And what's changed, or what's been developed in my laboratory perhaps for over the last decade now, is just slowly developing prototypes, doing lab tests. Mm. Bit under 2 years ago, we went up to CSIRO site in Newcastle and did some tests under their heliostat facility. Mm. And that was successful. So with the backing of my industrial partners, which I hope we'll get to talk about.
We can. We'll get on those in a minute if we...
we've built our own pilot plant with our own concentrating system. So that means we can do our own experiments. So it's ours to use whenever we want. It's relatively close. So for the next year, we'll be testing all variations of reactors and photocatalysts as well.
That's the voice of Professor Greg Mether. He is at Adelaide University. And we are talking about this new approach to green hydrogen at 9:45 on the morning's program, and this plant, which is up and going at Roseworthy campus. Greg, let's talk about some of the other partners involved in this. Obviously, it's Adelaide University. There's Fortescue and Spark Technologies as well.
Yes, so Spark Technologies, a local technological company who have worked previously with the University of Adelaide, and that's how I was introduced to them a few years ago. And then we had a contact at Fortescue who was aware of the work that I was doing, and they wanted to get involved. So a bit over 2 years ago, we formed Spark Hydrogen joint venture that also involves the University of Adelaide. And I also should mention a collaborator I have at Flinders University. Mm. So they're involved as well.
But there's also an international element here as well, is there not, Greg?
Oh, yes. So at the moment, our photocatalyst is being provided with a Japanese collaborator of mine from Shinchu University. So that's where we're obtaining the photocatalyst material. But we are agnostic to the photocatalyst, which means we can take any photocatalyst. So if somebody comes up with a better one, we believe that we'll be able to slot it easily and simply into our reactor.
And Greg, what does success look like over the next 12 months?
Success will be testing all of the ways that we can control the mirrors, producing hydrogen, playing with all the variables at a large scale that we haven't been able to do in the lab so far, and just verifying that everything works under real world conditions. So, you know, when the rain comes, we'll have to deal with that. When the clouds come on a sunny day, we'll have to deal with that as well. So all those real world variables, which is something we haven't been able to deal with in the lab, that's what we're going to be testing over the next 12 months. And if all goes well, the nice thing about what we've built is it's modular in form. So if we want to expand it, go larger, head towards commercial viability, then it's just a matter of multiplying out.
So that's the scalability.
The scalability, exactly, yes. So everything is self-contained. There's no then issues about scaling it to being a large commercial site.
Well, Professor Greg Mather, thank you very much for your company this morning. And let's keep in touch as the trial rolls out over the next 12 months.
Happy to keep you informed.
Thank you very much for your time again this morning. It is 13 minutes to 10. Up next, we're going to be talking what you should be watching potentially this